we have a sensational show for you.
Oh, it'll be sensational.
That is sensational. You really made me feel confident.
When does the show start?
No, you've already started.
3, 2, 1.
And the show must go on.
Absolutely. Welcome to it. A throwback Thursday. Got Rick, you got Patty. Heat advisory in effect for you. 100 could be the high today. Low tonight about 65 as you get your day started. 6:11. Great to be with you. Happy Thursday. Throwback Thursday, Patty.
I like that a lot.
Digging into the archives today as we get the day started. And John Party tickets coming to the Washington State Fair. Got a bunch of tickets to give away for you. And the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge as well today. So a lot to get to.
Sensational.
I know.
That's the word of the day.
Patty's excited about it. We'll work on some Facebook fun, Nashville news coming up, and also other people's problems. Let's get your day started. Let's get going. Grab the coffee. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. 70 degrees already. Got that warm breeze going for you. Heat advisory in effect. 100 could be the high today. Ooh. Then we're gonna start cooling down over the next couple days. So be aware of that.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, just stay hydrated. 65 going to be the low tonight. Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go, kicking off your day. Mm-hmm. And I had to really rack my brain. I'm sure I could find more songs. But name a song with a woman's name in the title. And I picked Rosanna from Toto because I just saw them. But off the top of your head.
My Maria.
Oh, Brooks and Dunn. And yes, B.W. Please. Stevenson, of course, the original.
And since it's Thursday,
yeah,
I'm hoping maybe we can
play a little bit of My Maria.
Maybe some Maria.
I've not heard that one in forever. Yeah, it's good. Brooks and Dunn, My Maria. There you go. Good one off the top of your head there. So we're relying on you guys. Name a song with a woman's name in the title.
I just thought of an old one. Claire.
Claire.
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Oh, there you go, man. Ooh, you're going.
I know it.
You're going deep.
Only because I remember being a kid at my first radio station and that. Yeah. Who's Claire?
Oh my gosh!
I was like, "Who's Gilbert O'Sullivan?"
I think that you definitely aged yourself. Rhiannon, Fleetwood Mac.
Oh yes,
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Lucy in the Sky.
Roxanne, the Police.
Roxanne.
Lola, the Kinks. Eleanor Rigby, Barbara Ann. Hey There, Delilah. So we're giving you a bunch of those guys.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. Delilah. Oh, Hello, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. I mean, the list goes on. Yeah, so there. You guys dig them up there.
Wow, I know all those songs.
Jolene.
Jolene.
Yeah.
Jolene.
Dolly. Yep, exactly. Angie by the Rolling Stones. Betty Davis Eyes.
Oh, man. Kim Carnes.
Yeah.
So wow, you're really pulling them out.
Peggy Sue. There's a Sweet Peggy Caroline.
Peggy Sue. Who was that?
Peggy Sue was Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
That's right. Stacy's mom. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Stacy's mom's got it going on.
Yeah. So I'm looking. Yeah. There's So, okay. So add to our list.
Oh, very nice.
John Denver, Annie's song.
Oh.
You know, so there's a ton of them there. There's a Sarah by Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. Bunch of those. So you guys.
Sarah by Fleetwood Mac, but what about our guy?
Starship. I know Starship's got it. Mickey Thomas. There you go. All right, so there you go. Facebook fun. Name a song with a woman's name in the title. I'm sure you guys are going to come up with a huge list. Share them with us. Rick and Patty, KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Heat advisory in effect for you, Tri-Cities. Just be aware of that. And let's dive right into these Nashville news, Patty.
Let's get to it. We could be seeing a bit more of Lainey Wilson on TV or in movie theaters. She told Taste of Country Nights that she's been getting all kinds of pitches for writing and acting gigs. She says left and right. Lainey explained that most of them have panned out, but she is haven't panned out, but she is entertaining a lot of things. She says this is coming after her role as Abby, an aspiring musician in season 5 of Yellowstone. She appeared in 5 episodes of the series. I loved seeing that, so we'll keep you posted. Meanwhile, Jason Aldean also sharing what he wants to do after he retires. He said that he scaled back on performing. He's gone from about 200 to 55 or maybe 60 shows a year, but he doesn't see a full-on retirement coming anytime soon. Jason said when he does park the tour bus, he hopes to have a more stationary show, maybe a big residency in Las Vegas. He believes that this would be a more manageable way for him to transition into retirement. Would you go see Jason Aldean in Vegas?
Yeah, I love Jason Aldean. Yeah. Seen him multiple times. I was thinking, what is it, Branson, Missouri is where they all...
Where they all end up as Branson.
Yep.
So Shania Twain is opening up about how she feels about her 1997 song, You're Still the One. She said now it's one of her favorite songs to perform live, despite previously not wanting to sing it for a while. She explained that she used to have second thoughts about it following her divorce from music producer Robert Lang, who wrote the song with her, but she says she's got a newfound appreciation for it again. Shania said for it to have meaning for her fans makes it meaningful for her again. She is currently in the middle of making her seventh album with more details to be revealed in the future. If you remember, Rick, I went to that concert. What did I say?
Oh, yeah. You were like...
She sang a line of it and moved on.
Yeah, you want... Yeah, 20, and that's one of your favorite songs.
It's one of my all-time favorite songs. Finally, if you're interested, Page Six says Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are allegedly set to marry in Rhode Island next summer. A source told the outlet they're getting married next summer in Rhode Island because she's in a hurry to have kids.
Okay, I did see yesterday...
I don't know.
I did see yesterday that the rock band Foreigner offered to be their and it was their legit, the blue check.
You know? They want to be the entertainment?
They want to be the performing band. So we'll see if Taylor takes it up on that. But they literally threw their name in the on the official Foreigner. Hey, we want to perform.
That's neat.
That'd be cool. Foreigner at your wedding? Right? Absolutely.
Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
And if you've got the KORD mobile app, just open it wide open because there's a lot of great articles you can check up out right now. We've got Eric Church tickets up for grabs and Cole Swindell tickets to get you over there. $500 spending cash as well. You want to win that, you can just log on to the KORD mobile app and get signed up for free. It doesn't cost you anything.
No.
I did do an article yesterday about mowing your lawn because in my neighborhood off Olympia, I walked by this house on my afternoon walk and it's like overgrown. And I thought, well, gosh, how long is this going to be permitted to go on? Well, it went on for a couple months. And then next thing I know, it's totally cleaned out. And they're really? and the owners are standing outside, but they look like they had a white piece of paper, like a checklist. And I thought, oh, did code... Oh,
like somebody had to come in.
Code enforcement. So my neighbor across from me, interesting enough, my neighbor across from me got cited because they had their RV out in their parking area and not behind the house or just different things like that. And there's code enforcement. I didn't realize, I didn't even know it comes to the neighborhood, but there it was. Even the side of the car said code enforcement. So I was curious on my walk when that house was so overgrown for so long. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm surprised no one's, and it's the point where the grass isn't even green. It's yellow. You know, it's that kind of property. And so when I saw them out there on my walk and they had this piece of paper, I thought, oh, I bet code enforcement got them. So I did an article and...
I know. Look at that overgrown place.
And,
what the...
And those photos, I'm
that
just
That looks kind of... I kind of recognize that area.
I know. Yeah, the satellite dish sitting there and the weeds
Where
has got...
Where is that?
Yeah. Right out my window. That's all I got to say. Right out my window, Patty. So So Pasco code enforcement, if you want to drop by the radio station and... cite somebody, go for it. I wouldn't stop you. So
I like we had a passerby and knocked down the weeds and
a homeless person. No, homeless person came by the radio station.
I paid him.
You did. You gave him a nice little tip for going out there. But we're sitting here and we look outside during the show and this guy is whacking down the weeds and we're like, what's going on out there? And it's just some homeless guy.
Even he got mad. Yeah,
even
Take
he was
Take care
like,
of this, you guys.
So
it's an eyesore.
So can the city really make you mow your lawn? That's the question. You can check out the article. Got it posted for you. And we're super excited too. Pups and Pints.
Pups and Pints.
This is cool.
It's a fundraiser for the Benton Franklin Humane Society. I love it. Yes, it's a place, a fundraiser for all the, the animals that need our help.
Yeah.
It's a fundraiser. But you and your pups are invited to this night where you can have a couple of brews and, the pups can play.
So my best friend Dean, they had a dog named Bo. He was a big black lab. He loved beer. He did. He'd get a little...
What?
He loved beer. And Beauregard, Bo, his name was Bo, just a great dog. Well, and yeah, and he'd have some beer.
Well, they're doing this with Copper Top Tap House in Growler Fills, and it's Friday, September 26th. I don't want to give all the details away, but I will say that I did put a photo up of my buddy DJ, and we're kind of looking forward to the event.
Your buddy DJ drinking a beer or not? Well, so I
don't know if he likes beer.
I was gonna say I got a beer drinking dog for you. All right, it's awesome. It's Pups and Pints, a possum night for a great cause. Ben Franklin Humane Society. Details about all those articles and more posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
1027 KORD. One of the guys taking our advice going to Tri-Cities Weight Loss. He's looking good, looking slim.
I know.
Nate Smith is. Okay, so he didn't use Tri-Cities Weight Loss, but we recommend Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
I'm sure we're doing the same thing.
Exactly. Jelly Roll and Nate Smith all looking nice and trim there for you. All right, 709, you got Rick, you got Patty. Air quality alert in effect for you. Haze in the air for you. Heat advisory in effect, 100 for the high. Low tonight, about 65. Rennie's got a situation going on and other people's problems brought to you this morning by Cliff Septic. What is going on with Rennie here?
Rick and Patty, my dad's not doing well and is having some serious health problems. I have 5 siblings who he plans to meet with this weekend. I'm sure he's going to talk about what happens if and when he passes on. I have a feeling he's going to tell me I won't get any inheritance if I continue to date or marry my boyfriend. He's never liked him. There's a lot of money coming my way. Should I choose to break up with my boyfriend? What would you do if you were me? Inheritance or love? My best friend says I should break up with my boyfriend because I'm 22, haven't been dating him that long, and I'm young enough to find love again. Rennie in Kennewick.
Wow. Well, that's a lot to unpack. What do you think there, Patty? That's a lot to unpack. Wow. I mean, that just seems kind of sort of... She's 22. She's 22. I just got to ask, you know, she's 22.
I don't know. I you don't really say.
You know, it's interesting. Now it's never happened to me because I came from a poor family. No one's going to leave me anything. I've never gotten anything from anybody. I've always felt that I would never accept anything with strings attached. I've always felt that in my life. If someone came to me and said, "Hey, here's $1 million, but you got to do A, B, Z or whatever, A through Z. Especially when it comes to inheritance, there's strings attached to inheritance. I know people are greedy. I get it. People want money. I get it. But I wouldn't do it. So I'm just that personality. So what do you think, Patty?
Yeah. This is like the second time we're talking about inheritance.
Yeah.
You know, in a short time. I'm like you. I don't expect anything. You date who you want, but... Yep. Realistically, I remember dating people. Like, I remember one time I was dating an older man, and my dad was like, "Patty Joe, what are you doing?"
Okay, let's walk down that memory lane. Yeah, he did not like that guy at all.
Not.
So if he had told you back then, way back then, and said, "Hey, here's the deal. You're not getting anything. Not that you were going to get anything anyway, but if you're not getting anything,
I mean,
would you have at your young age said, no, I love him.
I'm going to date Dino no matter what you say.
Exactly.
I love him.
Exactly. Turned out to be a bad guy. I get that.
No, he wasn't a bad guy. He wasn't a bad guy.
Oh, good. He wasn't a bad guy. Just old.
Just old. I mean, just not for me.
He's just old.
He wasn't for me.
All right. So, what if your mom and dad had put stipulations on you back when?
But again, you know what? That my parents would never do that.
Okay. But just hypothetically.
But if they did, I'd be.
Would you pick Dino or would you pick the money?
No. I probably would have picked the money.
Okay. But, that's honest. I like that.
I mean.
You're honest about it. I appreciate that. So.
I don't know.
You guys could rehook up later. I mean, it's one of those things where you let dad pass peacefully, get your money, and then reunite, I guess.
Well, I think your parents, do they really 100% dig who you're seeing? Yes, they do, but they're always very critical.
Absolutely.
I feel like nobody's good enough for your kid.
Right, exactly. So, good point, Rennie. We'll do our best to solve this for you. Everybody chime in on this.
Yeah.
Do you pick inheritance or love? I'm still one of those people. I'd never pick anything for stipulations. I just never have been. So, we'll see what you guys think. Patty says, she'll take the money.
Yeah, that's right.
She said,
see you later, Jeff.
Yeah, that's right. She'll take the money. All right, 547-KORD. Chat us what you do. We want to know other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty.
listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
A's in the air for you right now. Air quality alert in effect for you. Heat advisory in effect for you. 100 for the degrees today, so 65 for our lows. So, again, people are out walking the dike. Just stay hydrated. All right, 724. We're going to send you off to...
John Party.
Yeah, John Party, Washington State Fair. Right, Patty?
Yeah, it's next Friday, September 12th. You want to go? 7:30 p.m.
It's gonna
be time at the fair.
It's going to be awesome. If you want to go, we'll take caller number what?
Caller number 5.
All right, caller number 5 for you. 547-KORD. 547-5673. Caller number 5. You want to go to the Washington State Fair? You want to see John Party? This includes fair admission. We're going to send you off right now. Caller number 5. Good luck from 1027-KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Here you go, 737. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Heat warning in effect, air quality in effect. Advisory there for you as well. Going to be a warm one for us. 100 for the high today, and then 65 for the low. I don't know if I want to talk about this or not, but I will at least mention it, that the NFL season starts tonight, and you got Dallas and you got the Eagles. So you got Philly and you got the Cowboys. You got the Eagles and Cowboys going at it tonight. So
are you
going
to be watching?
Yeah, well, they Dallas just traded away Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers, which is a huge deal.
Yeah. My husband's kind of excited about that.
Well, yeah, they got the Packers got a nice little pickup there, and Patty's a fan of the Packers. She's got their pendant behind her and all that. So we'll have some fun with you. Not talk about the game because
What are you going to talk about?
I fear my team's going to lose anyway because we suck. I like there was last year was so funny was there was during one of the games, Dak Prescott, and you could read his lips, you know, and it was a curse word, but he goes, we suck, basically, when they were getting whooped up on. So we'll see if this Micah Parsons trade is good for him there. All right, funniest thing you or someone you know has thrown at the television. Have you ever met anybody who's ever thrown anything at the television before?
Like broke it?
Yeah, I've seen I've seen people with video games get so hostile, like they get throwing their controllers and stuff.
Yeah.
But what about throwing stuff at the TV? Because your team's not doing well. I mean, the guy down the hallway, the guy's insane. He takes it so serious. I mean, to me, it's a game. Even when you make fun of the Cowboys. It was my team since I was a kid.
That dude's a super fan.
Oh, yeah, he's crazy.
I mean, a super fan.
Cray, 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 cray. The guy's crazy. Crazy down the hallway. Yeah, he is. He'd be a guy I could see throwing stuff at the TV. Right? Can you see that?
He's pretty animated just about everyday life.
That happens. So could you imagine if his team was losing and he's got a big thing of nachos or something? Probably chuck it at the TV. All right, so we'll take some calls. We'll have some fun with this, guys. 547-KORD, 547-5673. App chat us. Do you know somebody in your family who just gets so wrapped up in the game that they destroy stuff or
my husband
stuff?
Gets wrapped up, but he's grouchy. He's cranky.
More cranky about the game,
I've
right?
I've lived in towns, though. Like, I lived in South Bend twice.
Sure.
And seriously, the whole mood of the town, the way business is done on Monday following, it's all about the Irish, man.
I was going to say, isn't it the Fighting Irish? It's Notre Dame. Or Roll Tide. We're always on these corporate calls. And there's a gal
she's a Roll Tide,
Alabama. I even watched, when I was out camping in Oregon, we watched the Longhorns and the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Ohio State. Well, there's a difference. They're good. But always has a great team.
Right. So Arch Manning, the nephew of Peyton and Eli, made his debut and did not do so good. And so a lot of people, so it was an interesting game to watch. So, all right, someone got upset, did something to the television. We want to know what calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Hey, girl, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty, 750. It is time for the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge, Patty.
Rick is going to play a very, very famous movie clip. Once you know what it is, you need to get to the phone and call us at 547-KORD. If you're correct, you win Netflix, 2 months of it.
All right. So this, I pulled this today, and then I thought, you know, this might just be a dead giveaway. This might be just way too easy, but.
I doubt it.
No, I think this one will be because as I'm looking at it, I'm like, they're going to get this one. All right. So 547-KORD, here you go. Here's today's, and you're going to laugh when I play.
Is there any particular reason why you chose this?
No, I was just looking for a good movie clip, and we've not done this movie before. And then it's funny, and then I pulled it up, and then I said, well, it kind of sort of gives it away. So anyway, 547-KORD, we're having fun with you anyway, no matter what. Take a listen. Here is today's famous movie clip.
E.T.
That may have given it away. I didn't notice the front part.
Nobody knows it. No, nobody's calling.
No one knows it. That's not true. Good morning, KORD. Got a guess for us?
E.T.
Yeah, of course, it is E.T. It is E.T. And I like that you said the extraterrestrial because that is the name of the movie. You gave me the full name of it. I love it. Who's this today? What's your name?
Andrea.
Good morning, Andrea. Congratulations. After I pulled it, I realized he says his name. Because I wanted the phone home part, like phone home.
E.T.
Yeah. Right.
And then Andrea, he says his name, and I'm like, all right, Andrea, congratulations.
Hold the phone.
Yeah, hang on, Andrea. There you go. Just like that. It's E.T., and I like that she threw in the extraterrestrial. Because that really is the movie. So congratulations on that. And, you know, sometimes we just have to give you a gimme. I guess we just give you a gimme today.
That is such a great film.
It is. Oh, my gosh. Drew Barrymore. That's how Drew Barrymore got her star as well. So love that show. Little Henry Thomas was the little boy.
Yeah.
If you ever want to get if you ever want to see his screen test and he cries, it's amazing. This little kid is like 8 years old and he, you know, does the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And that's before he got the job. And I'm like, that kid.
We have to test you.
Yep.
Make sure you can do it.
And the kid was good. So, all right. So there you go. E.T., congratulations. Don't worry. We do it all over again next week. It is the Numerica Impossible Challenge brought to you by Numerica. It's 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
In October, yes, we'll give you a chance to win some tickets. You can log on to the Cord mobile app right now and get signed up for Cole Swindell. Heat warning in effect, air quality advisory in effect. Lots of things are in effect right now. 100 degrees for the high today. Low tonight should be about 65. Well, if you didn't know it, well, tonight the NFL season officially kicks off. You got Dallas against Philly. We'll see how that turns out. And even being a
Cowboy, I don't know who I hate more.
That's
a strong word. I don't hate anybody.
We're going to see if this Micah Parsons thing that they traded him away. So we'll see if it's worth it. It's good for the Green Bay Packers.
You think the Cowboys can take the Eagles?
I don't know.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'm like, I don't know on this one. We'll see. If everybody stays healthy, maybe. But I think that we're going to see if Jerry Jones is a creative genius or just an idiot. So we'll see tonight. So funniest thing you've seen someone or someone you know throw at a television when they're so upset at the game. We got a guy down the hallway. I've never seen him do it. But why do I suspect that he would do it? I don't know. I have a coworker that just gets so...
I can see his anger getting the best of him.
I could. I could see him throwing something. So 547-KORD, who's throwing what? And tell us your story.
Anytime my brother's team has something bad happen, he always tends to throw nachos at the TV.
Nachos.
A lot of them hit the floor and the dogs get it. A lot of it sticks to the TV. Ew. So he calls for what... He has four kids... they're all girls, except for the fifth one is a boy. But the other four are all girls, and they're all about 4 or 5 years old. He'll call one of them in the living room, and they all love cheese. And
right.
So what he'll do is he'll pick them up by the back of the shirt and by the back of their pants or shorts, lift them up and hold them there, and they'll have them lick the TV screen completely clean. Every game you'll see at least somebody licking it, and then his wife will come in and wipe the TV down completely to get all the, you know, tongue streaks and whatever's left over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
That's crazy. That is a devoted fan. That is a devoted fan right there. And then making the kids
making the kids do it.
Yeah, that little crazy on that one. All right, 547-KORD. More of your calls on the way in just a little bit. Well, you know, it's that time of year when people want to lose weight, and we get a lot of calls into the studio all the time about, we had Amanda here yesterday from Pet Over Population Prevention.
Well, she just looked at you and she goes, what are you doing?
Yeah, what am I doing? Well, I'm doing Tri-Cities Weight Loss, and I have lost 20 pounds, but Patty is now at 40 pounds. She continues.
I did it.
To shed the pounds.
I did it. 40 pounds.
That's amazing.
I'm excited about this. I've got a pair of pants on today.
that I haven't worn since I lived in California. That's like 15 years ago.
And the nice thing about it, you follow the food list. It's not what you think. It's not prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections, no exercising. Uh-uh. Not even calorie counting. You follow the list and do what they say. You're going to lose the pounds, right, Patty?
Absolutely. And if you want to learn more, you need to call Ashley and Dr. Lopez at 509-410-0670. And you can visit TriCitiesWeightLoss.com.
Meanwhile, we're going to lick some nacho cheese off the TV. We'll be back. But TriCities Weight Loss, definitely when you call them, let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. We've got an air quality advisory in effect. We've got a heat advisory in effect for you. 100 for the high today and 65 for the low. I just posted up there on the station mobile app all that information you need to know. It's all across Eastern Washington. Yeah. And some of the hot spots and all that. There's a bunch of fires that have just broken out all over the place.
I know it.
Hence the reason we've got the haze and it's wildfire season. So get all those details. Got it posted for you right now on the KORD mobile app. All right, going to tie this off. Rennie in Kennewick's got a situation going on, and it's other people's problems. What is going on with Rennie?
Well, her dad is having serious health problems, and dad wants to meet with everybody over the weekend. She goes, I have a feeling he's going to tell me I'm not going to get any inheritance if I continue to date or marry my current boyfriend. He's never liked him. So there's a lot of money coming my way. Should I choose to break up with my boyfriend? What would you do if you were me? Inheritance or love? My best friend says I should just break up with my boyfriend because I'm 22 and haven't really been dating him that long. She says I'm young enough to find love again. Rennie and Kennewick, what would you do if you were me?
You are 22, and if you really want that money more than the boyfriend, maybe that might be the road. So people are chiming in left and right on Facebook. What are they saying, Patty?
Chris says, well, if the money would make you break up with him, do you really love him? And Delvin goes, well, what are the reasons your dad doesn't like him? There's got to be reasons behind this.
I like the picture that Lori put up, the boyfriend, a meme, and it's the guy that's tattooed and lip ring, all the lip rings and all that. Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, you bring that. I try not to be old fashioned, but you bring that home, I'd have some issues there. So I hear you, Lori. Barbie says it's up to your dad what he does with his money and why. End of story. Make your choice and live with it and grow up, Barbie says.
Check out Levi. Your boyfriend needs to run fast and far. You're selfish, and I don't think he could trust you. If you choose money, what else would you do behind his back?
OG Koff says, no, marry the boyfriend. The dad is a kook. Wow. Interesting. Interesting on that. All right. Interesting. I guess it all, but again, I mean, you said that you would probably take the money. You'd probably take the money and run and go for it. She's 22.
Yeah, when you look at it, yeah. I mean, when I was 22, did I know what I really wanted in a partner? I think I did not.
Right. So, and again, if you're already thinking about the money, that means, yeah, you're probably not really thinking about the boyfriend.
Sounds
like you already made the choice. You just wanted people to reaffirm your choice.
And we don't know how long you've been with this guy.
No, she said just a short time. Yeah. So, and again, after dad passes away, you guys could hook up again. I mean, yeah, stranger things have happened. I mean, at least the guy's not trying to get your money or anything.
We don't even know how much money we're talking about.
Right. We don't know how much money. Does that matter? Is it that Powerball, $1.3 billion? We talked about this a couple days ago. Like, would you get rid of your significant other for the Powerball?
I would.
I'm not lying. My wife would dump me. I'd be out the door.
See you later.
She got no problem with that.
Bye, Rick.
All right, we did our best to solve it for you, Rennie. Chime in, continue the conversation on the Cord app, or call us 547-5673. What would you do in the situation? We want to know other people's problems. Did our best for you, Rennie. Good luck. It's 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.